You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am going to be talking about something super exciting. It involves selling a lot of your product if you have a product business. Welcome to the show. I am live right now on Facebook and on Instagram. Hello, Vicky, Eileen, Sandy. Hey, Snow Queen. Hey. Hello to you. Hello to all of my viewers on Facebook as well. Now, you know what, guys? Here's what I want to talk about. Launching a product can be nerve-wracking and exciting at the same time. If you've launched your product a long time ago, then obviously the next task on the list is to sell it, right? But I'm not talking about having a product sale every once in a while or selling one or two pieces every once in a while. I'm talking about taking your product to cult favorite status. Okay, so to create this much buzz around your product has to be visible and relevant to your ideal customers. Now, the million-dollar question is, how do you do it? Right? How exactly do you do this? So in this episode, I'm going to talk about how to create buzz around your product through content. This is episode 63. Welcome to the show if we haven't met yet. My name is 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist and I help people build their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. If you are tuned in with me on Facebook, please say hi and tell me where you're watching from so that I can greet you live. I would love to greet you live. Hello to everyone who's tuned in with me on the Insta as well. Valencia, Trixie is with us. It's Brandy J is also with us. Hello from Bali. Oh my goodness. You know what? I've never been. How is Bali? I'm so jealous. I wish I could be in Bali right now, broadcasting live from Portland, Oregon. So if you are also streaming from the podcast, please don't forget to rate and subscribe wherever you are listening in from. And if you're watching from the YouTube channel, please hit the red subscribe button, turn on the bell so that you don't miss any of my future videos, and give this video a like if you found the information here helpful. Okay, guys, want to talk about creating buzz around your product because your product deserves to be the next cult favorite. I mean, how would it change your life to have thousands, if not millions, in dollars in sales every year on your product? Would that sound great? That sounds good to me. So I really want to go into the technicals of the formula that I implemented. Okay, so first, I want to teach you about this word, social currency. Okay, remember those, social currency. So when your product has social currency, it means it has clout and hype around it. You know what? Like, people want to have it and people want to talk about it because it either makes them feel good, look good, or look smart and sound good to others. Okay, so think about it this way. Think of the clout around the iPhones, the new iPhones, whenever they come out, which is 3 times a year. Just kidding. They come out so frequently. But yeah, so recognize the clout around that. Or more into pop culture, the clout around owning Bitcoin, right? Like, are you even cool anymore if you don't own crypto? You know, right? Are you even alive if you don't know about this thing? So that's what I'm talking about. Like, social currency is basically influence currency. Okay, so now I go back to the million-dollar question, which is, how do you create that kind of currency value? How do you create that much buzz around your product? So I'm going to tell you a story. I remember when I took my first best-selling product, which is basically a supplement. So I was very much into the weight management industry. I was really big on fitness, and I chose a nutritional product to promote as my first. I wanted to make it a bestseller, and I did. So it went from zero sales to five figures in sales each month using a specific content formula. So I was really relying a lot on social media to sell all of this. None of the cold calls, one-on-ones. I didn't want to do that. So if I wasn't clear enough in the beginning, I'm going to talk about a specific content formula in this episode. So if you're creating content, or if you're planning your content strategy around your business or around your product, then yeah, this video is for you. So I took that from zero sales to five figures a month in sales using a specific content formula. And then I replicated that on my second bestseller, which was in the personal care category. So I was basically really, really into self-care, personal care, a lot of the skincare as well. So I replicated that formula onto that second product, which also became a bestseller. So I took that from zero sales to 50,000 pieces sold every month. And that basically translates to six figures in monthly revenue. Okay. Do those numbers sound good to you? Because if you want to achieve those numbers, then stick around. All right. So really dissecting that and what it took to get those products to cult following status was a combination of a few key elements in my content strategy. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this, you guys? So, hey there, thanks, I'm interested. Yay, I'm glad. So, I'm about to talk about this. Isna Kamalia, welcome to the broadcast. Andrea, hey, hey, thank you so much for tuning in. I also want to greet my viewers on the Facebook page here. Hey, everyone, if you're interested in this, give me a heart, send me a like. Yeah, and also share this to everyone. Tag your friends in the comment section as well. So, here's what I want to do. Okay, let me break it down. So I was just pulling up my notes here. So let me break it down. There's intrigue, results, and relevance. Okay. So those are the three key elements. Again, so intrigue, results, and relevance. So first, intrigue is this appeals to people's curiosity and need for access. Okay. This is like largely emotional. So one of the things that I did was to offer like a limited time availability on my product. So this actually happened by accident because I really didn't design it that way. I wanted my product to be available all year long. But then, because of the consistent content that I was putting out, it always put my product out of stock. And so I had to hustle really, really hard on creating a lot of content, a lot of product benefits, talking about it on video after video, and then creating the sales with that. Now, I was really at a limited budget to really supply the inventory. And so it always was on out of stock mode. So, in that sense, I kind of had to make that a part of my marketing. Like, guys, this product doesn't usually last for, this doesn't usually last past 30 days. So my inventory, I usually just hold inventory, for like 3-4 weeks max until I have to wait for the supplier to really just, come up with the inventory again. And so, you know what, guys, on Facebook, I feel like I'm live on the wrong page. I don't know if I am. I think I have to do this again, but you know what? I'm just gonna keep going because I'm already on. Okay. So intrigue. First, limited time availability. So you don't really have to really be rigid about it. It's like, oh, I'm only going to make this available seasonally, but it is an advantage if you can do that, if you can leverage that strategy or that tactic with your product. Say your product can only be released every fall, or maybe there's a specific formula, you make your products on your own and you have a limited batch. So that increases rarity on the product and it appeals to the intrigue. So second thing that I do was, that I did was invite only offerings. And so if I decided during the holidays, this is what happened most especially, is if I were going to put my product on a discount, say a Halloween discount, Christmas or Valentine's Day, whatever, right? The offering, the discount for that will be invite only. So it would either happen through a code on my e-commerce website, which I would send through my email list, or I would add people inside a special group, which I call a VIP group, and I would share the code in there. So whatever infrastructure that you have in place to get those orders in, then you work with that. So invite only offerings really appeals to the intrigue and the exclusivity, so that people feel a little bit of urgency around the product as well. It's like, why is it invite only and why am I not included in the list? And so I kind of appeal to that emotion that way. Now, another thing that I did a lot of in terms of content, like public content, was behind the scenes videos, like me packing up stuff, telling people when the inventory is shipped, a lot of behind the scenes videos that shows me just, maybe talking to my staff, really making sure that these products get to the customers right away. Now for you, it could be if you make your products on your own, it could be you cooking up the stuff, you know, really arranging for the packaging, stuff like that. So this gives a sneak peek to the audience that's already rabid and can't wait to grab your products. And so release those behind the scenes videos, even if they're really raw and imperfect, which I wasn't all about the professional looking videos, to tell you honestly. Like, creating buzz around the product doesn't always mean professional looking videos, high tech, you know, that wasn't my thing because I didn't have the budget for it. So it's basically me just documenting what I did behind the scenes, trying to get my product out to people and engaging in my stories. So those really are powerful, especially if you are creating like mini buzz around your product already. And so that's number one. So again, the three-part formula is intrigue, results, and relevance. So the intrigue part is done. So I go to results. So this one's pretty straightforward. Your product has to work. Otherwise, you can hype it up all you want, but if it doesn't work, then it won't be sustainable. So your product has to be good. It has to be effective. It has to deliver on the results that it promises, basically. So the best buzz, remember this, the best buzz is one that comes from a happy customer that's genuinely willing to give you this good review because they absolutely love the results. Okay, so that's number one. You know what? I feel like this is a given. This is common sense. I don't want you to be selling crappy products. Otherwise, you're just doing this for the money and you're not doing this to help people out, which I don't want you on this broadcast at all if you're down that route. So first, gotta make sure that your product really works. Now, if it does, then what you want to do is collect and share UGCs. So UGCs are user-generated content. So if people are already talking about your product, tagging you on these little posts, sharing their pictures, maybe talking about you casually on a story, here's what I want you to do. Take screenshots. Even if they send you voice messages or text messages or little messages on the messenger or in the DMs, take screenshots of those. Obviously, you have to ask permission if you can share them, first of all. And, you know, if they want to, you can, if they'd rather you block their names or kind of white it out just so they could remain anonymous, then you do what you need to do to make them comfortable. But ask permission if you could share these. So usually if they're really, really happy and they're happy to talk about your product, then it's fine. My experience is it's usually fine. So, but I really don't like you to skip out on the asking permission part. You just want to be respectful. So once you have that permission and your customer is happy for you to share, what you want to do is number one, create a highlight on your profile. So if you're on Instagram or on Facebook, both platforms have this available. You can put those reviews, those good comments, all of the testimonials on your stories and share those as a highlight. So I want you to create a separate highlight just for the testimonials alone, so that whenever someone clicks on that, what they're going to see, they're going to get an all-in experience of just testimonial after testimonial after testimonial, review, 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 good review after good review after good review. And let me just tell you, as a frequent shopper, whenever I see something like that, it's like complete FOMO, fear of missing out. It's like, why do I not have this product yet? It's like, how come all these people know and I don't? And so you want to create that if you don't have that yet on your profile. So you want to create that, number one. So also, you also want to share that on your feed and on your grid. So what I used to do, I still do, but not once a week. I do this maybe twice a week, depending on the product, right? And depending on how often I get the reviews. So I would do a customer shout out or a customer win highlight of the week. Again, it really depends on the frequency when you get these reviews, right? So take screenshots of those good reviews, or if they submit photos, if that's something that they can do with your product, like before and after pictures, stuff like that, then you take those obviously ask permission again and do your customer highlights every week if you want. And so those were very effective for me because they're pretty straightforward. You're taking a person from point A to point B, really revealing the transformation they are about to sign up for. Okay, so this is also why I'm partial to promoting products that have results that can easily translate on photos or videos. So if something is demonstrable, if the results can translate on photos, then I feel like your product has just increased its chances or its odds of becoming a viral product just because of that one element alone. Okay, so again, let me review. If you just hopped on this broadcast, I'm talking about how to create buzz around your product. So we're talking about the three-part formula here. Intrigue, results, and then relevance. Okay, so how do you demonstrate relevance through content then? So you have to demonstrate that this product is something people want to have and want to talk about. That's what relevance is. If people don't want to talk about your product, then that's an indicator that it might not be solving a problem. Like, people aren't really concerned about that problem, or there isn't really an issue that it solves. And so if people really aren't excited to talk about your product in that way, even one or two people, then you might need to rethink on what problem it actually solves. So the way you can demonstrate relevance is to team up with, here's what I did. Okay, this isn't the only thing you can do to demonstrate that, to demonstrate relevance. Hey, Lanny, thanks for tuning in. So team up with key influencers and partners. So when I say key partners or key influencers, I'm talking about nano influencers or micro influencers, although I am partial to nano influencers. And when I built my affiliate team, I really focused on the nanos. So let me define those terminologies for you. So nano influencers are people with less than 5K followers, and then micro influencers are those with 10K to 100K followers. After that, they're big, big, big macro or mega influencers with over 100K or over a million followers. Now, I tend to gravitate more towards nano influencers, and there are different schools of thought around this. I just think that if you are a small business owner and you're very limited in the kind of compensation that you can give to your key partners, then nano influencers are so, so wonderful to work with because, number one, they have a genuine relationship with their audience, and they're more engaged, and you will notice this. So when your audience is smaller and you have true influence with that audience, you tend to be in the comment section a lot. You respond to each and every comment. You respond to each and every direct message on your story, and you're really, really involved in building a community. Number two, nano influencers are highly, highly selective on the products that they want to post on their grid or on their feed. And this is because they don't want to lose integrity with their community. I mean, if, let's say, for example, an influencer, here's an indicator on how you know. So if someone has about 4,000 followers on Instagram, for example, and you see that they have like 30 to 40 comments on each photo, maybe 200 likes on each one, and it's all like different people all the time, then that means they have healthy engagement. There are some indicators that that you can see or clues that you can find on someone's page when it's a fake profile, and it's usually easy to spot if that's the case. But the selectiveness on the products is really what draws me to the nano influencers, because they're not just going to partner with any product. And I find also on the flip side of that is you don't compete with so many products. All, you know, if you're looking to partner with someone and you want to have a long-term relationship with them, long-term meaning you're not just asking someone to post about your product one time, you're asking them to post over the course of 3 months, 6 months, or whatever, right? Over a period of time, that's a long-term relationship. And I'd rather have that relationship. So whenever I choose someone to partner with, I always think, okay, is this someone who's used to sponsoring or being sponsored with a lot of free products? Because if they are, then chances are, if I ask them to post about my product, I'm going to be competing with maybe 10 or 15 other brands that she wants to post to. And so that gets drowned out. And also the community will feel, their community will feel like, oh, she's just really just selling a lot of this product now. Instead of having a nano influencer over there talking about a product that they really infuse in their lifestyles, and they can talk about it in depth, like how they use it on a daily basis, how it's helped them in their lives. A nano influencer can really get in there and talk about the details. And so the community gets nurtured in that way because they're recommending products to help their community instead of, you know, because it's a sponsored post. So you get more of that value when you partner with these people. And so that really is what took, you know what, guys, when you're talking about getting your product to cult favorite status or viral status, it's not going to take just you selling it. I'm not gonna exhaust you trying to sell 100,000 pieces of your product all on your own. I mean, that's not sustainable. I don't want you to be an exhausted entrepreneur. I want you to have fun. So sometimes you're gonna need some help, and like these key partners or these key influencers really, really going to help you scale. So the next questions are, how do you find them? Okay, how do you get in front of relevant key partners so you can partner up? How do you know they're the perfect fit? Because you don't want to just look at heads, right? You want to make sure that you are a perfect fit, that they have lifestyle and value alignment with you, so that you really put your product in front of people that want it. And then the third would be, what do you say? Like, if you find a really good nano influencer that you can partner up with, then what do you say? Like, what offerings do you negotiate with? And so here is something that I want to show you. Like, unfortunately, Instagram is not going to see this, but Facebook will. So Facebook community, hey, thanks for tuning in. Okay, so here's something that I do want to show you. I'm going to share my screen here. Yay! Okay, so I created this file, this document, and it's called Email Templates for Partner Campaigns or Influencer Collaboration. And so this is something that I this is my Bible for all my scripts. So these are templates for either direct messages or emails that I use for micro influencers or nano influencers. And guys, this is gold. So just let me just show you exactly what is in here. So there are 10 templates in total, and it really depends on what you want to say to these influencers or these key partners. It's like how to ask them to promote your product, how to ask them for a product review, if they just want to promote your product one time, how to put your product in their blogs or in their websites if they have their own. Oh my goodness, there are so many ways that you can get someone to promote your product for you and get in front of people that really want your product. And so I really want to give this to you. And every single person that's in my Story Selling Masterclass already has this file and they are running with it. And so I really want you to have access to this as well. And so if you want your hands on this file, then all you need to do is click the link above or go to thestorysellingmasterclass.com and apply for the masterclass today. So once your application is reviewed and approved, you're going to get on a Zoom call with me and we're going to map out your business blueprint and your content strategy together. You and I are going to do that together. And this is something that I do for free for everyone, even if you don't enroll with the Story Selling Masterclass. But if you really want to get your hands on this file, then you got to enroll for the Story Selling Masterclass because it is inside that portal. And oh my goodness, just run with the templates because this is truly life-changing. So again, guys, to have clout and to have that buzz around your product, again, what are the key elements? There's got to be intrigue, results, and relevance. And all of that needs to be articulated over and over in your content. And so yesterday, I talk about this, repetition, two different things, repetition. And so when I talk about repetition, it doesn't mean being repetitive or sounding repetitive with your content. Not talking about that. I'm talking about taking your one big story and creating many narratives about it. And so if you missed my advice on how you can tell a story over and over without telling it over and over, then look at my highlights on biz advice on this page or on Instagram if you missed my stories. I think it's still up. I think it's still up on my Insta right now. So, Brandy says, right, not oversaturating the advertising. It's true. It's true. So guys, I hope this helps. If you do want to apply, just click on the link, above. I'm also going to, if you're on Insta, you can just go onto my bio and you can click that link on my bio. So there you go. My exact formula, my exact content formula on how I took my two bestsellers to six figures a month in sales. Guys, this can be replicated. It doesn't have to be exclusive to me. These results don't have to be exclusive to me. Like, take these tips, tell me how they worked, tell me what you started out with, and then write to me in the comment section because I would love to hear how it went. So thank you so much for tuning in to episode 63. I'll see you again soon. Have a great weekend. Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.